USA Radio News.
The woman who accused Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexual assault told the Senate Judiciary Committee via email that she would be prepared to testify next week if certain conditions were met. Congressman Trey Gowdy talks about the role the FBI should have in this case.
The FBI does not have jurisdiction over state sex assault claims. If they want to locate witnesses, if there are witnesses that know whether or not this happened, I'm all for it, and I'm all for them being compelled to come testify. But the FBI does not have jurisdiction over a state sex assault claim, and Judge Kavanaugh does not have the burden of proving his innocence. He has said he was not present. The last time I checked, the government has the burden of proof in a criminal case.
And according to Forbes, the Dallas Cowboys are the most valuable franchise at $5 billion. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
What has been a mysterious shutdown of a federal observatory has been explained by the feds. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
It turns out a child pornography investigation is the reason for the shutdown of the National Solar Observatory in Sunspot, New Mexico, earlier this month. It reopened on Monday after it had been evacuated and shut down for 11 days. Federal court documents indicate it was shut down while agents investigated a janitor at the facility suspected of using its Wi-Fi to send and receive child porn. Observatory officials deciding to evacuate it and shut it down because they were worried the janitor might be dangerous to other workers.
The first remains of soldiers killed in the Korean War sent from North Korea have been identified as belonging to Master Sergeant Charles H. McDaniel of Indiana and Army Private First Class William H. Jones of North Carolina. President Trump sent out a tweet earlier today. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
The number of U.S. residents speaking a foreign language at home has reached a record of nearly 67 million. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
The findings come from the Center for Immigration Studies that reports the number of foreign-speaking U.S. residents is up 7 million since 2010. That has increased by nearly 34 million since 1990. As a share of the population, 21.8% of U.S. residents speak a foreign language at home, roughly double the 11% back in 1980. The largest percentage increase were among speakers of Telugu from a group of people from India that was up 86%. I'm John Clemens.
President Trump encouraged Americans to start looking for new jobs if they're unhappy with their current position, touting the fact that there's a lot of jobs out there and sometimes not enough people to fill all those jobs. Cabot Phillips is the media director for CampusReform.org. He talks about how young people are finally starting to recognize that the economy is turning around.
So a lot of young people are seeing that this economy right now under President Trump's leadership has more opportunity. If you are a young person getting out into the workforce, this is the best possible time for you in our nation's history, arguably. And so I think a lot of people are realizing, wait a second, everyone keeps telling me that things are going to go horrible under President Trump, and they're actually going pretty well. And so right. I think that young people are starting to a certain extent to be able to separate results from rhetoric.
Cabot was speaking there on Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.